Here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, no it isn't.
Nope. Not today.
No Fred Fowler today.
Not today, Junior.
It's a special day for those who don't like Fred Fowler, and there's something wrong with you. You must be special if you don't like my man, Fred. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred. How's it going, AJ?
It's going sports, man. How are you?
Oh, it's not that sportsy today. There are no sports. Well, there's one sports already. I guess the Cleveland Indians winning again.
Man, they are good.
They're hot.
You don't think they're good?
They're hot. They're good and hot.
Okay.
But the Astros are good. They just haven't been hot.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are good.
And they're not hot.
They're
at
not
all.
Hot at all. It's gonna boil down.
Would
to
you say the Indians
hot.
Are hot at the right time, though?
No, the playoffs don't start.
Okay.
If the playoffs were for the last couple of weeks, the Indians would have won the World Series by now.
Yeah.
No, the playoffs don't start for a couple of more weeks. So no, they're hot at the wrong time. And in fact, in the history of baseball, they're up to 21 in a row today, I guess. And I saw that.
That's crazy.
That's the new AL record. But
it's like the new record since 1900, right? Because I think like all the
nothing that happened before 1900. For black people, we try not to count.
We're
near 1900, but you know, you white people, y'all add that stuff in. But of all the teams that have ever won even 20 games in a row, you know how many of them won the World Series?
I'm going to go with none.
Zero would be the correct answer. So they're trying to do something that has never been done because they're hot at the wrong time. But, you know, it's baseball. You never know. They hit like crazy. They pitch extremely well. They're going to be hard to beat. You know? It's all going to be timing, though. You just don't know.
What they do have is, I wouldn't have said this 6 weeks ago, but they've got the best pitcher in the whole world. I mean, Corey Kluber is so good.
Well, that's the thing.
I think he's going to...
He and Chris Sale of the Red Sox are 1-2 in...
Every
ERA
category.
And ERA and, oh, well, yeah, right, exactly. Not but, just the ERA in the AL. And unfortunately for the Astros, looks like they'll be seeing Mr. Sale. Probably be Sale. No,
probably
in the first round, they're going to probably see him twice in five games if it goes five, which is not a good thing. And then turn around and run into Kluber if you get past the Red Sox. So it wouldn't be easy regardless of how you get to the playoffs or get through the playoffs to the World Series. But the Astros are certainly going to have to earn it. They got good news last night, though, when you see what Verlander did.
Man, he's nice.
I put him up against those guys on a given day.
You pitch Verlander game one, right?
At this point, no question.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know that might hurt Dallas Keuchel's feelings, but
Keuchel and his feelings. I'm getting tired of his feelings already.
Because if you got to run a guy out there twice, you want it to be Verlander.
Yeah, you want it to be the guy with the experience. Granted, Keuchel pitched well in the playoffs. In his one opportunity at it 2 years ago, he beat the Yankees, I guess, in that wild card matchup, and then he pitched well against KC, but then he came back in when they shouldn't have brought him back in against KC in the last game of the series.
Short rest.
Because he was trying to be superhuman Superman and it didn't work out. But that wasn't his fault.
Yeah. Verlander historically has been a very good pitcher in the playoffs, not a great pitcher in the World Series. So until he gets to the World Series, he's money in the bank.
Yeah. I think the timing of things, It's worked out where the timing has been bad with the injuries they've had and getting Verlander now and maybe not a month earlier and all these kind of things. But it takes a lot of luck to get it all done. Luck of the draw might be, okay, Carlos Correa came back a couple weeks ago, hasn't been hot yet. Good thing. Playoffs don't start for a few more weeks. He should be fine. McCullers came back too soon. Had to go back down. Came back, pitched okay, looked really good. Now his arm's a little sore. He's not going to start today, but you know what?
It's better now.
He said it feels like it does in spring training. Great. Spring training will be over right when the playoffs get ready to start. He won't be tired. He won't be worn out for not having been injured all season, which is what you prefer. But I'd rather him come out and pitch like October is April. He does that. Verlander does what he's doing. Keiko back to who he is. We'll all be going, wow, you remember when we were so worried about these guys and they're back to normal or right. above normal? Because you want them to be above normal, not their norm. You want them to be at their best.
Wow.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can catch us on Twitter at Degenerates975. At AJ is the real. Our producer, Jonk Snow, is at, well, he's not Jonk Snow, he's Jonk Lee. But at Jonk Snow is his Twitter handle with zero instead of O in the snow. I'm at Jerome Solomon, 713-780-ESPN. And your shirt is drawing a lot of attention.
Yeah, my Joel Osteen shirt.
That's a beautiful tribute to him.
You like that?
What does that say? Let me see.
It says nope at the bottom. Oh. It's got Joel Osteen's face.
It's the, isn't it the, that design? Obama. That was the hope. Obama yeah, design.
The hope,
and,
the hope design.
You misspell hope.
Yeah, no.
That's not cool. In sort of a companion story to that, tomorrow morning at Gallery Furniture, Mattress Mac and Kelvin Sampson, head coach of U of H basketball, will be handing out items and things to people who are affected by Hurricane Harvey. And I assume Joel Osteen won't.
No, probably
be doing that tomorrow.
Probably
morning.
Not. He's busy.
But you can't make a guy do the right thing. God can.
Yeah, only God can judge him. Let's just go with that.
I haven't judged him. No, we can judge him.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter what we think.
Yeah, right. We just don't have, we can judge. We can play judge and jury, and I wouldn't recommend us doing the execution.
So what do you want to go with? You want to go with Jamel Hill Trump talk, or do you want to talk about sports? What do you want to talk about?
How can we not go down with a little Jamel Hill to get this started off here today? Because if they're talking about it in White House press briefings,
right?
It's a big story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is bigger than sports.
I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's way overblown in a lot of ways. But I'll give obviously, a disclaimer right from the top that Jamel is a friend of mine. I've known her a long time. She's a buddy, and the flack that she's getting for this is hilarious to me. And I know it's causing her some angst, no question about it. Shortly, my short response to it is I stand with her. I'm on her side. I'll defend her right to do and say what she said. I don't think what she said was all that over the top or ridiculous or whatever. But I do understand why ESPN freaked out over it.
I get it,
but
too. And listen,
please.
I'm not a Jamel Hill fan by any means. I hear Jamel Hill do that radio show. I think it's horrible. I'm not her demo, I guess. I'm not her target demo.
Mm-hmm.
But what she said, what she tweeted, I don't see what's so offensive about it.
It took me, I saw it pop up and people talking about it, and I was busy doing other things. I was like, okay, let me go find out and see what she said. And I thumbed through all of her tweets and stuff, and I legit said, okay, did she just delete all of the tweets that were the problem?
Everything or no, is it still
there? She didn't even delete them because people were telling me, no, that's it. And I was like, really? That's it? That's what everybody is losing their mind over, freaking out over? Come on. I mean, it's just not worth it. And clearly, even ESPN sending out a statement saying, we've talked to her, thought it was inappropriate. They didn't think it was that serious either. It was serious enough for them to make a comment, but it's not like they suspended her.
Yeah.
Because she was on TV last night doing her show at, the 6 at 5 o'clock, the 5 o'clock Sports Center with Michael Smith. So, give me a break. And this is a little bit of separate from what she said, but if you have a problem with her saying what she said and how she goes about it, that's fine. But I challenge you to look through what she deals with every day.
Oh, yeah.
The vile, disgusting attacks on her personally just for being.
Right.
Not for anything she said or done.
Well, for being a black woman on TV.
Just for being a black woman on TV in a position where people get the nerve, can watch or not watch, and yet people watch and attack her viciously, calling her names that we can't even say on the radio. Give me a break. So, you know, what she said about Donald Trump wasn't something you can't say on the radio or can't say on TV or is disgusting or vile or anything along those lines. It's not even nearly as bad as the things Donald Trump has said about other people.
Yeah.
So give me a break. Girl, everybody grow some and move on. That's the way I see it.
Yeah. I don't see a big deal about it, but some people do, I guess. And someone says, so it's okay for her to say stuff like that, but not Hank Williams Jr. Hank Williams Jr.,
who's singing songs on ESPN Now right now. That Hank Williams,
yeah,
that's who that
one. Yeah. Well, he was gone for a while.
Yeah, right. But no, but what he said was
Obama was Hitler.
Right. That's not. She didn't say Donald Trump was Hitler. She said Donald Trump is a white supremacist. And you want to look and see what he said and the things that he spouted. It'd be pretty difficult to argue that that's not even really an opinion, but, you know, you can, if you want to think it's just an opinion, you can argue that, but, Barack Obama being Hitler, that's not an even opinion. There's no argument there.
I have seen Barack Obama kill zero Jews. I have seen him start zero wars, but I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, that's that's the same thing with, you see the tweets at Jamil for saying that, saying, oh, now I guess I can call you an N-word.
Thank you for not saying that. It made me very uncomfortable.
It wouldn't have made me uncomfortable, I know people out there listening freak out over it.
Yeah,
so
you're a strong black man.
I had to catch myself. I ain't that strong, but I do happen to be black.
Yes.
But so, no, and that's not the same thing. So don't try to equate the two. It's a completely different discussion and debate. And like I said, I don't really even have a problem with ESPN thinking that they don't want her saying that. But she was hired there as a columnist. She's hired there to give her opinion. You know, that's what she does.
Well,
you know, they disagree with it, or they know a lot of their listeners or watchers or viewers or whatever disagree with it.
On them. Yeah, I wasn't beating the table to get Hank Williams Jr. fired when he said what he said either. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, are we surprised that Hank Williams Jr. is a redneck who wasn't crazy about Obama being president? I'm not. I mean, that was not news to me.
It's not shocking news. Same with...
I got news for you. A lot of black people don't like Donald Trump. A lot of black people have suspicions that Donald Trump might be racist.
He happens to hang out with a lot of people of questionable character.
Yeah, when you start hanging out with a bunch of dudes with white hoods on, it's like,
when you start calling for the death of black teenagers who are innocent, and then when it's found out that they're innocent, you're still calling for their death. Yeah,
just in case.
You might be somewhat biased, you know? I mean, and we can go on and on forever about the things that Donald Trump has said. Donald Trump called Barack Obama racist.
Yeah.
You know? Of course, but that's Donald Trump, so he can do that.
So if you put it together, Obama is Hitler. Hitler was racist, so maybe it works out.
It all balanced. It's all come out in the wash.
It's all coming out together.
Yeah, All right. Well,
we'll talk some sports on the other side.
Where do you buy those white hoods from anyway?
I don't know. John?
Don't ask me.
Oh, okay.
At KKK Mark?
You know, John is the whitest guy here. I figured he would know. All right.
713-780-ESPN. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Rockets. James Harden and CP3 are hooking up. How is their hookup going to be down the road? And we got plenty of non-sportsy stuff to get into.
I got to tell you about a dream I had.
Oh, well, we're going to start there. I like going into the bowels of your mind.
Oh, boy.
Bowels of mind, same thing. This is the Blitz. We'll be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Harry's. And one of the things I love about Harry's, I never have to go to the store again ever to buy a razor. I don't have to buy those damn packages that you got to chop open with a knife. I don't have to have them unlock the thing. I just get my razors delivered right to my mailbox, and I get a great shave. I save money and I get convenience. I don't even have to think about it. Who wants to think about shaving? You just want to have your razor there. Shave, be done with it, right? Well, that's what happened with Harry's. 3 million guys have made the switch. You can be the next one. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. A partner with Harry's to give you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into The Blitz. We're going to, like I said, dig into A.J.'s mind. You're going to get 3 hours of that anyway. You get 3 hours every day here on ESPN 97.5. But he's got to get us right to the heart of the mind and into his dreams, yeah. Which you know you can't hide what's going on in your dreams.
I had a dream last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago, John, that I had my Glenn Davis dream?
I think it was last week.
Because not Glenn Davis's niece.
No.
No, because you were telling them about it last week, right?
Not Glenn Davis who used to play for the Astros.
No. With the mustache? No.
This is soccer.
Not Big Baby.
Soccer Matters Glenn Davis. Not Big Baby Glenn Davis. No. It was Soccer Matters Glenn Davis was having sex with my wife. And my wife was making me watch this happen. And it was very uncomfortable. And then he was like, hey, can you come do 15 minutes on my show? And I said yes, but in my head I was a little bit mad at him. So I did it anyway, and I got over it. Mm-hmm. But last night I had a more disturbing dream.
Okay.
Than that. So last night I was in deep slumber, and I dreamed that I was making out with a really ugly chick. And
that was disturbing to you? I mean, yeah, you're just reliving past events?
No, this was bad. This was just very unattractive, but I guess like I was drunk. I don't know what was going on, but I felt okay making out with this girl. But then as we were getting further and further into the makeout session, I started to become concerned. And then like she pulled her pants down and she had a penis and she tried to like get me to play with her penis. And I was like, whoa, I'm out on this. What's going on here? I don't know.
Clearly, this kind of dream is, you know.
You think it has a deeper meaning?
No, it's not all that deep.
Okay.
It's just you, the true you coming out, you know? I mean, yeah. And now it explains why she wasn't that attractive. You're not attracted to men. You're attracted to women with penises.
Okay. Oh. No. No. Oh boy. Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. And I woke up feeling like very
how much longer did this dream last?
No, I woke up after that. I woke up and I remember feeling like very violated. Like I can't believe like
nothing happened, right?
No, nothing happened.
I mean, are you telling us the entire dream?
This is the whole thing. I mean,
come on.
Who's gonna tell this dream if I'm not gonna tell you the whole thing? You think I'm shy about telling you what's going on?
You're trying to make it sound better than it was.
No, this person stood up and thought that I was going to
you were there
to take them into my mouth, and I was like,
there,
no,
you were there willingly.
No,
you
didn't,
there was no part of this dream where you mentioned you were forced.
No,
you were coerced.
I was fooled, though. I was tricked.
Oh no, you didn't sound like you were tricked.
I was tricked
because you threw in drunk later, and you only said maybe you were drunk.
Now, well, I felt drunk is what I'm saying. It was a dream. I don't know what I was, but I didn't feel good when I woke up. I felt like I had been violated, and I almost felt like it was like a sexual assault had happened to me.
you can't turn a makeout session into an assault.
I felt like I was on the Baylor volleyball team. Like it was a very uncomfortable situation.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And we see, I was cracking up here that the White House just sent out a press release of a photo with President Trump, and Senator Tim Scott. I'm sorry. The reason I call this Senator Tom Scott is because that's what the White House called him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's black and they're like, well, he's Tom.
Uncle Tom. He works for the White House? The White House did it.
I didn't do this. He's a senator.
Okay. He doesn't work for the White House.
They just decided, hey, today would be a good day to put a picture of the president with a black man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, where's Tom? I mean, Tim. Come on.
Come on up here, Tim.
From South Carolina.
Oh.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, but I was going to get we'll talk a little bit about all the pickup games in New York and around the country that James Harden and CP3 are in. Did you see the story of Enes Kanter going to do a pickup game with Kevin Durant in New York?
No.
Apparently, I guess he's going to play in a pickup game where a lot of NBA players play. And a teammate of his, he won't identify. He went on a podcast, Enes Kanter did, and said a teammate of his called him and said, hey, I know you're going to play some pickup ball with Kevin Durant today. Don't talk to him. You better not be on his team. Don't be friends with him or anything.
That?
A teammate, an Oklahoma City Thunder teammate.
Yeah, it was Russell Westbrook, right?
Well, he didn't identify. That sounds petty enough.
Who else would think to tell Enes Kanter, hey, you better not. That's the only guy there who could say that.
And you would. I was reading it. I was like, oh, ha, that's funny. That's probably Enes being funny and stretching the truth a little bit. But he continued on. So he gets there. He tells the guys, "Hey, man, I don't want to be on KD's team. I want to be on Carmelo's team or whoever's team." But then things got twisted around, and he had to be on Durant's team for a little bit. And when this pickup run was over, the same teammate calls him back.
No, I know it was Russ. Now
it's like, "Hey,
I heard you were on his team.
Were you on his team?" And Kanter's like, "No, I wasn't even on his team." Yeah, you were. I saw it. I heard about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what kind of pettiness has the NBA turned into that, a guy, a professional, would tell another guy, you can't even play a pickup game with this guy?
We got some breaking news from the Texans.
Yeah, I saw this. Brian Cushing, 10-game suspension for PEDs. Whoops.
Well, no, Adam Schefter. Maybe he's pregnant. Again.
I think he's just overtraining. He's training too hard.
Yeah.
10 games.
Well, and I'd have to look up the official.
I mean, that should give him time to heal his concussion, right?
I have to look up the policy. But first time you get 4, right?
Yeah.
You may get 4 twice. I'm not sure. But now, well, he's only been suspended once for 4. And then I'm wondering what else. Maybe 10 is a second. 10 is an odd number because I think he needs to go with that. Just go off the top of your head. When have you ever heard of an NFL player being suspended 10 games? I don't remember that. That doesn't sound like a number I've ever heard.
I felt like it would be a whole season.
Yeah, I've never heard 10 games at all that I can think of. So
if I were Brian Cushing, I would talk to Dwayne Brown and ask him where he got that Mexican meat at. That's the new defense, right?
But in Dwayne Brown's defense, he was able to present receipts to show that he ate 60 pounds of beef over one weekend. But look at Dwayne Brown. Brian Cushing can't do that, especially since he was here in Houston. I mean, could he blame it on Hurricane Harvey meat?
Maybe.
That was Harvey-tainted meat? Because there's some stuff floating around in those floodwaters that you wouldn't want to be messing with. That's not good news. Now, he wasn't going to play tomorrow night anyway, right? Because of...
Because he's concussed.
Man, so that just popped up, huh?
Yeah.
10 games. Yeah, that's... I frankly am just shocked. I am shocked, just completely shocked, that Brian Cushing, who, when he was a freshman in high school, weighed like 132 pounds, and by the time he was a senior, he was a 240-pound beast of a linebacker. And... been accused of using steroids and performance-enhancing drugs all through college. And then when he got to the pros and then he was busted, but it was because he was overtraining. I'm shocked that it's been this long for him to get a second positive test.
Man.
Because I'm not surprised that he is a performance-enhancing drug user. I wouldn't, look, then again, I wouldn't be surprised if any athlete is, to be frank, but less surprised about Brian Cushing than anybody.
Yeah.
More surprised that it's taken this long for it to happen.
It's a bummer because, like, I mean, obviously he's not the player that he used to be,
mm-hmm.
but, and you know that contractually at the end of this year, Brian Cushing's probably gone one way or the other.
Yeah.
All this does is make teams not want to give this dude money to come back. Like, I mean, this may, it's not like Brian Cushing won't come back this year, but beyond this year, is anybody giving Brian Cushing a big deal to be around?
Yeah. Here's the Texans statement. Well, the Texans, the Texans released,
we can't believe this
statement. Now the Texans actually went the cheap route and they put out a statement. They put out the NFL statement, not their own. And there's this statement from the Texans is, the NFL has released the following statement on Houston Texans linebacker Brian Cushing. Brian Cushing of the Houston Texans has been suspended without pay for the team's next 10 games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. Cushing's suspension begins immediately. He'll be eligible to return to the Texans active roster Tuesday, November 28th, following the team's November 27th game against the Baltimore Ravens. So he'll be back in time. Is that right after Thanksgiving or right before Thanksgiving?
That's right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be around for the, he'll miss the Ravens game, and then he'll be eligible for the Titans game December 3rd.
There's a chance that he just might not even play this year.
You
know what I mean? I mean,
realistically, the depth on this team all over the place, they may have
to play. They can't afford to.
Yeah. I'm sure they'd love to say, you know what, we're going to take a hard stance and we're just going to cut you.
I'm real interested in Bob McNair, who went to bat for Cushing back in the day, and they kept talking about these doctors who they would never produce one damn doctor to me who claimed that it was possible for Brian Cushing to test for pregnancy when he wasn't pregnant, and he's a he. It was very much like the he you were sleeping with last night in your dreams. Was she pregnant?
No, because she was incapable, I think.
There's some equipment that just doesn't allow for a person to be with child, and that qualifies as that. But yeah, it's another bad thing for the Texans. And we're going to get into that when we get back from this break. But I'm going to have an odd take on all of these bad things that we've seen from the Texans in what? The NFL season, what, 4 days old? Three days?
It started last Thursday. It's 6 days old now.
Well, for the Texans.
For the Texans, it's very young.
It's a lot of bad for just three measly days.
Oh, boy.
Oh, by the way, the second, when you test positive the second time, it is 10 games. You test positive for the third time, it's 2 years.
Oh, okay. Boy. Well, 2 years at this point. He's never playing again if he got that.
Yeah.
But, man.
I mean, this would have happened last year, right, Jerome? Like
it really depends. I mean, it's
so hard to fail drug tests in the NFL, honestly.
But if it had happened last year and
he appealed,
then it would just now be getting here. But he could have, failed it.
Can he not appeal this in
training camp?
Can he not appeal?
Yeah, you can appeal.
Or has it already been appealed?
You appeal after they make the announcement.
Okay.
But it's different because the last time it happened, like in the December or November of the season, and they were arguing back and forth in the pre-appeal process or something before it was announced in training camp.
Can Brian Cushing play this weekend?
Hell no. No, that's not going to happen.
The hell's the point of an appeal?
Good question, but you have to have something legitimate to appeal. You can't just appeal because you go, hey, I'm clean. No, you have to actually present something. So, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they've already gone through the appeal process.
You know what pisses me off? Brian Cushing has the same supplement sponsor as I do, and I like. I use these supplements because I know they're natural and I know they're clean. And then, so
and you're having these freaky dreams, and you don't think that has anything.
Yeah, now look what's happening. Everything's falling apart. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Window World. I'm a big fan of Window World of Houston. They provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy saving windows are also made right here in America, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty that's transferable, includes glass breakage. It's a higher quality product. And a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. There's nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172, windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN. 97.5.
Well, guys, if you are in the market for a new mattress, and unfortunately a lot of you are going to be because of what's happened here, well, you don't want to get someplace where you're going to get gouged. There's all these people out there trying to make money off you. You want to go to somebody you can trust who's going to take care of you, who you're already saving 50% off of what you'd be paying if you went to a retail store. Well, how about this 25% on top of that for their Labor Day sale? That's Texas Mattress Makers. They're going to put you on a great bed at a great price. They are not going to gouge you. They want to help you in this situation. So they're going to get you a fantastic bed and 25% off. I mean, you can't beat that, right? I mean, they were doing this for the Labor Day sale. Still planning on doing it because that's what they're all about. And if you haven't been by there, go check them out. Yuval and the gang there, they're fantastic. And you know they want to be able to help you get a great bed, save money doing it. And the best part, you know, you're gonna sleep like a champ. And I know a lot of you are struggling with that right now because you got plenty to worry about. But you're gonna sleep better. They want to put you on the best bed for you, and you're gonna save a lot off of what you pay if you went to a retail store. Go visit them today at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, tell them I sent you, man. They will take care of you. They love the Blitzers. They're gonna get you a great deal. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Check it out. The Skeeters are in the hunt to defend the 2016 championship. That's right. We have championship teams in this town. The Skeeters. So make your plans to see them while their last homestand continues through Sunday. Win a pair of tickets to see the Skeeters take on the Bridgeport Bluefish. Tonight at Constellation Field, the first pitch is at 7:05, so you got to get over here quickly and get a hold of it. It's affordable, family fun. Tonight is Kids in Free on Wednesdays. All kids 12 and under get in free. Log in to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. We're going to give you some here on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 is your number. Let's give away four of these rascals in sets of two to two callers. Caller number, let's see, 5 and 6. Brian Cushing's number 56.
Look at you.
Look at that. I was going to go with his bra size, but that would just be cheap. I'm better than that. I mean, he does. Have you seen pictures of him when with his shirt off?
Oh, like, yeah.
From when he was at USC? He was like, he had some C-plus cups there. Yeah. He kind of grew, you know. Listen, we make fun of it because to us, PEDs aren't that serious. In general, but there are rules against them. You get caught, you get made fun of. You don't want to be made fun of for taking PEDs. You know what you do? Don't take them, or don't get caught taking them. Like,
yeah,
like 75% of the NFL. You know, you got to know how to get away with it. I am curious though, and John brought it up. I don't know. I'm curious as to when he tested positive for these. Was it, you know, at the end of last season? Was it in the playoffs? Was it, I kind of thinking it might not have been able to be in West Virginia, even though Lamont was asking about, is that a good place to get your performance enhancing drugs? Now I think that's where you get meth in West Virginia. So if he tested positive for meth, he'd only have a 4-game suspension, right? 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Probably wishes he would have.
You'd much rather go the meth route than
I mean, it would have got you less games.
And it's going to be interesting, too, to see what substance he tested positive for. And again, part of this, too, is the Texans made a big to-do of how innocent their boy was when he got busted as a rookie. And I was one of those people that, look, I don't care. He was the rookie of the year. He played better than everybody else. I don't care what he was on. He deserves the award. You can't take it away from him after he's won it because you found out he tested positive. I just didn't like that whole conversation. But the idea that Bob McNair went to New York to meet with the commissioner on Brian Cushing's behalf was just astounding to me because everybody knew he was guilty. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's PEDs in the NFL. You know, you get caught, you get caught. At the time, I talked to the people from WADA and USADA, and they were all just laughing at the, you know, the overtraining athlete syndrome thing. They were like, please, it does not exist. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We were talking about the Texans now going into tomorrow night's game, and you're just like everybody else, and I don't blame you. They're just going to get roasted.
I got no hopes for them now. But, I mean, I just think looking at all these all the guys who are basically out, I mean, they've got no bodies on that offense.
Yeah, but they didn't have any – but they had bodies. They didn't have any – a lot of talent.
Functioning bodies on those
guys. And they did announce that CJ Fedorowicz is on the IR, which means he'll be out – at least 8 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, almost as long as Brian Cushing.
Yeah, he and Cushing will be out. He got a new contract, though, so.
Yeah, he's all right.
You know, that's where you sign a guy. He's concussed and then double concussed because he had a concussion during camp as well. So that's tough on him. And what do you think, maybe even 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago, these five guys that all had concussions on Sunday, how many would be playing in Thursday's game?
All of them, probably. Probably.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, man, you got to play. Except for Cushing.
All of them except Cushing.
You got to play, you got to play. I'm just thinking this is the kind of game, this is the kind of situation. You know what I think of Bill O'Brien and his coaching ability. I think he's not a good offensive coordinator. He's not a great offensive mind.
His
offensive.
He developed Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite player in the NFL?
That would be Thomas Edward
Who
Patrick
coached
Brady
him?
Jr. I coached Tom Brady as much as Bill O'Brien coached Tom Brady. I met Tom Brady before Bill O'Brien ever did. I spent more time around him before Bill O'Brien showed up. And when I left Tom Brady in Boston, he was the best quarterback in the NFL. Bill O'Brien hadn't gotten there yet.
Okay.
So when he got there, you know what he coached Tom Brady from? He coached him from being the best quarterback in the NFL to being the best quarterback in the NFL. He didn't get
That's
in his way.
That's what we call a lateral movement?
Yeah, he didn't get in his way. I'll applaud him for that.
There was a caller the other day who was like, I don't know why you're so mad at Bill O'Brien. I don't know if he slept with your mom or what, but he's an offensive guru. And I said, who's he coached that makes you? And he said, Tom Brady. And I was like, dude, you can't give that guy credit for Tom Brady.
No.
I promise you, when Tom Brady does his Hall of Fame speech,
you don't think Bill O'Brien will have a hard huge
Bill O'Brien's
part of that?
Not going to be his presenter. He's not going to be like, God, you meant so much to me.
He's the one that took me from being great to, you know.
Let me tell you, if Tom Savage ever gets in the Hall of Fame, Bill O'Brien will be there. He'll be there.
Yeah. He'll be the one putting the jacket on him. He'll be making the presentation.
When
the
no one else believed in me.
But I was saying all of that to say I do not have respect for him as an offensive mind, as an offensive coach, and his offensive philosophy, even his in-game panic mode, which is what it was on Sunday. But one thing I do respect from Bill O'Brien as a head coach, this guy is able to get his team to put away and aside the distractions and not crumble when they probably should crumble. Now, if they're in the game and they start crumbling, oh, they'll crumble on that.
Right.
But Monday through Friday, when they're supposed to crumble, he gets those suckers back up usually. He has their minds right. His philosophy works really well in that. And I know Romeo Crennel has a lot to do with it, but I give Bill O'Brien credit for that. This is a game the Texans are supposed to lose. They're supposed to get smoked. They're supposed to not look good doing. I'll take Bill O'Brien's team in that situation over Marvin Lewis's team when they're supposed to win. They're supposed to bounce back. They're supposed to have their way with the Texans team. I'm not going to be surprised at all if the Texans win tomorrow night.
Okay.
And, of course, if they don't, nobody's going to call me out for it.
Right.
I ain't guaranteeing nothing.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. It's football season. Your boys are coming over. You guys are barbecuing. You're watching the game. And you don't want to be embarrassed with your dirty floor. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt-free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. Free room could be carpet, could be tile, doesn't matter. Don't miss out on this deal. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Draft. If you love fantasy football, you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. This is just a very cool deal. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally different than what the other guys are doing. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like you do in your season-long league. So it's a draft that lasts for 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. And drafts start every couple of minutes. You can jump on there right now. And the best part, you get to play for cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. No salary caps. You can play in real-life snake draft, just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. No player duplication, which is really cool. So you're not going to have the same player as anybody else because you're drafting. So come join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code SPORTS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using promo code SPORTS on your first deposit on Draft. And they are back in Texas, so you can jump in and play. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code SPORTS.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Dave South screaming out, sports! Have y'all been dogging my Aggies?
Buddy.
Come on, man. This is your time of year, huh? When college football cranks up and Baylor's Baylor and A&M's A&M.
The best part is now that we carry the Aggie games, I guess for some reason, everybody around the country who wants to talk Aggie football,
they're like, let's go get some of those Aggie guys.
They're like, hey, can you call somebody from ESPN in Houston to talk Aggie football? And it's always me. So I always get these texts like, hey, can you come on and talk Aggie football for 20 minutes?
Is it
like,
ESPN?
Yeah. ESPN,
okay.
There's ESPN stations all around the country. So that's, I mean.
The affiliates.
Yeah, the affiliates. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that, I think they look up. Oh, well, which station carries the Aggies? And then they, you know, it's not like there's an ESPN college station they can call, so we're the closest thing. And then I imagine if there's any Aggie fan in whatever market that they're in listening to me talk about Aggie football, they're probably vomiting all over themselves.
Well, but, you know, to be fair, they don't listen to our show outside of, you know, Houston, so they don't know who you are. So if they want to talk Aggie football in like Florida or something,
Jung, you've never spent any time on Tex Ags message boards because trust me, they know who I am.
He's the enemy.
And, yeah. And the way that the season's going, who would have thought that Dave South would have last longer than Kevin Sumlin?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Because Dave South's not retiring until after basketball season.
Dave South, it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, Dave South should have said, effective immediately. I'm out of this.
Gotta beat him to the punch.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But it's, hey, listen.
We didn't even talk much about that.
Listen, it could be worse. Yeah, it could be Baylor.
That I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
How can you be that bad that fast? I mean, okay. So
they
you,
let everybody who wanted Rachel's to transfer, transfer.
Okay, but still.
All your best football-playing rapists all graduated and moved on. And no one wants to have their name on that school. No one wants to be associated with it. It's hard to recruit. But, like, you sit down in the living room
but their recruiting class coming up is pretty solid.
Well, I mean, they ain't solid yet.
Yeah, but I'm saying solid. They
ain't Art Briles.
Well, I got into it with a whole bunch of Baylor people about his hire from the get-go. But it's not like they lost. They didn't have 20 players leave and go somewhere else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's inexcusable to lose these games that they've lost, you know?
I'm not surprised by it. You can't go through something like this and not have it affect the product on the field.
Affect the product, but Liberty, come on.
I mean, that's embarrassing for sure.
I mean, come on. You should be able to roll out your third team and beat Liberty. I mean, that's.
But you know what? Would Baylor football 10 years ago, would you have said that?
Yes, Liberty. Did Liberty even have a team 10 years ago?
Liberty is an online barber college that has a great reputation.
And they both serve the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it ain't like God's rooting for Liberty and not Baylor.
No, God is rooting for Liberty over Baylor these days.
Man,
guys over here.
Yeah, no, I covered Baylor football for a long time. I mean, yeah, it's been bad before. But not Liberty bad when it was that good immediately prior to
Well, it's never been that good immediately prior.
No, I'm saying immediately prior to Liberty, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
It was that good. So you don't go from where they were to Liberty bad overnight, over one offseason. I'm sorry. That's some awful coaching.
Yeah.
That goes way beyond, there was a lot of distraction. No, it wasn't. I mean, come on. You win those games. And, you know, was it UTSA?
UTSA was their second loss.
You know, UTSA can play. I mean, they're building a solid program over the last 7 or 8 years, or however long they've been playing football. Baylor's still supposed to beat them, but you know, you can lose that game, not Liberty. No.
I mean, to be fair, I mean they were 7-6 last year. It's not like that was like this is some massive drop off because they went from 10-3 to 7-6. And as they work their way back into being what Baylor football is supposed to be and has always been, you take baby steps. You know, you go from 10-3 to 7-6, and now you're going to be like 1-11. Assuming you show up and play hard against Kansas.
I hate to see Baylor go like that.
What?
Man, you know?
Oh, this is karma.
It's not the institution. It was some of the morons who were in charge, and they're all been cast aside.
You mean the entire institution that was trying to protect Art Briles?
No, it wasn't the entire. It was just a handful of people, and those people have been eradicated now.
Okay,
Ken Starr, Art Briles,
and now they're
couple of assistant coaches.
Now they go back to
AD,
what?
Only the ones that make the decisions, right?
Yeah, only the most powerful people on campus. It wasn't the rest of the people's fault.
Now you get to go back to the
every player on the team wasn't a rapist.
That's debatable. That's debatable. I don't have proof on that one way or the other. I don't know for sure. You know why I don't know? I haven't seen that damn report that they did. They're keeping it a damn under lock and key.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. They needed to be much more forthcoming with.
Let me know which ones are rapists and which ones aren't, so I can I could say, okay, we got rid of all the rapists now.
Is that wrong to assume that they've gotten rid of all the?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably. Anybody that aggressive wouldn't lose to Liberty.
How can you turn a rape
That's not a, what are you talking about? I'm just saying those guys would.
It takes some real skill to be able to deliver that.
Listen, I can't even respond. Just going back to the Dave Roberts, Kevin Steele, Guy Morris days. This is no shock to me. I mean, God. Baylor football was never good in my life before Art Briles. I can't picture them being good.
They used to be good back in the day. Pray for Baylor. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with Baylor.
All right, man. You know what I liked about Baylor? I used to go to that stadium where there was like, there'd be like, you know, 15 people there to watch the game. I say that. I went when Texas was good and Baylor was bad because I was covering Texas football. And there would be like 15 people dressed in green and yellow. And then everybody else was wearing orange. And then the rest of the stadium was covered up by a giant tarp. But my favorite thing about Baylor, and they got rid of this. This was probably the beginning of their demise. When they got rid of their live mascot.
When they got rid of the bear.
They had that bear that would which, by the way, this was I don't know much
He's
about.
He's still around. They just don't bring the game, I think. Yeah.
I don't know much about how to take care of a bear. Like, I've never.
But it's a little bitty bear.
I've never had a bear. So, like, like with my dog, I take my dog on a walk. I feed my dog grain-free food. I try to take care of my dog. But that bear, they would just give it a 3 liter of Dr. Pepper, and it would just pour the whole thing down its head. I mean, I feel like drinking 3 liters of Dr. Pepper can't be good for a bear. Like, that's not a natural bear diet.
Hey, man, Dr. Pepper's good for everybody.
I don't think so.
You're not a true Texan.
Listen, I don't think that stuff's healthy. I don't think bears should be drinking Dr. Pepper.
I wish the University
Again, I'm not a veterinarian.
I wish U of H would bring Shasta back on the sideline. I used to love that.
And they would feed it, you know? They would feed it Shasta Cola. No? What would they feed that bear here? What's a good? I guess they would have to feed it lean.
Cougar eats.
something appropriate for the
third
market.
Third one.
They'll just give him some of that purple drink and watch what happens. We did a story yesterday about a dog who ate his owner's crack cocaine, and then he bit the owner's face off. Yeah, killed him.
They mentioned that a little while ago on what you call it, them. Barry Laminek, that we're talking about that.
No.
Yeah, I could see the cougar sitting there.
They were recycling my stories.
Eating a three-piece from Frenchies and drinking some lean. Yeah.
Drunk Barry and Joel were recycling my stories
that's
today.
That's how they wrapped up the show with the crack, the little terrier on crack. I thought it was a made-up story. That doesn't sound real.
Thank God. Thank God at least they're doing some prep, listening to our show and then reusing it 21 hours later. That's a good call. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Raising Cane's. Your mic's off. Try again.
The people listening to your show don't listen to this.
That's probably true. All right, guys. Raising Cane's. Class is in session at Raising Cane's. They are marinating their always fresh, never ever frozen tenderloins for 24 hours. The chicken is so tasty, so juicy. It's going to make you daydream of chicken. I mean, it is unbelievably great. The sides are out of this world. Everything is made with the most care. They're not giving you junk food here at Raising Cane's. The sauce is out of this world. It's tangy, a little bit of spice that the guests crave as much as the chicken. And nothing is made until you walk in the door. There's nothing sitting under a heat lamp. They're not microwaving any of this stuff. They're doing things the right way. And they do things the right way in the community as well. They support thousands of local causes, organizations, and events each year, focusing on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles, and business development. And why not support a business that's supporting the community, especially in times like these? It's Raising Cane's. They're all over the city. Go check it out tonight. Make tonight a Raising Cane's night. Raising Cane's, one love.